DEI hires and competent people, welcome to a brand new video. Today, we are going to be covering Honestly a Tragedy, and the very kind of dark comedy outcomes of said tragedy. The tragedy is, there was a plane crash, and then there was another plane crash. There were two plane crashes over the last 3 days, and that is pretty insane. Now, there are a lot of pretty insane amounts of conspiracy theories in regards to these plane crashes, because a plane crash is rare. Two plane crashes over 3 days is a lot rarer. Orange Man does not exactly cover this in a way that most people think is normal. Orange Man gets absolutely flamed. Now, the thing is, I want to show you the immediate reaction to Asmongold's reaction to the second plane crash. Because I think that's, we're going to do the second plane crash. We'll see the footage of that. And then we're going to see Trump's weird take. A lot of people are blasting Trump. Trump blames the plane crashes on diversity, which on surface level sounds insane. But then there's a whole conspiracy theory angle to it. And we are diving to the absolute depths here. Because people label Trump a massive racist for blaming DEI shit. And then it turns out he was actually kind of right. Trump actually said DEI caused the crash, which when I heard that, I was like, okay, Trump has gone off the deep end. I thought that. And then it turns out that like literally half the employees at the fucking, the goddamn plane people left because of this. And it's like, was the Orange Man that wrong? So anyway, let's see what this is all about.
So yeah, another plane crash just happened. Another one. What the what the fuck is going on? Oh my God.
Yeah, just go the long way, first of all.
All right, brother, all right.
Just stay on the other side of this tent.
Oh my God. Is it terrorism? It happened 10 minutes ago.
It was on a side street, affected right across from a busy shopping center. There's pieces of the plane here.
Insane.
Oh my God. So this person wasn't even anywhere remotely close to the airport. It was a mall? Yeah, I mean, something must have gone wrong.
400 yards.
Two plane crashes in 3 days apart? Something gone wrong? I don't know. Maybe it's my conspiracy theory hat on my head, but I don't know.
A fire burning right now outside the driveway. But the smoke is now shifting all the way.
Yeah, see? You see that? It was like going like this.
It sounds like the debris field is
that's
at least
nuts.
A couple of blocks wide. And as you said, it would
It did
be,
look like a fucking missile, man.
As Steve first reported, it seems like this was a medical transport flight with patients and doctors.
God damn.
It just...
It's such a tragedy.
Fucking landed. Like, that was
God
it.
God damn. It is such an unbelievable tragedy. It's such a horrible, horrible thing. Anyway, the crazy thing is, Trump immediately gets on the news, blames diversity. Now, again, let's see what he actually says. We're going to cover the Orange Man speech and do some analysis. But the crazy thing is, despite the fact that everyone started calling him a racist for this, he actually was right, question mark? The meltdowns are crazy. You blame Trump a racist and then he turns out being right? That is insane.
Have more to say about that. I do want to point out that various articles that appeared prior to my entering office, and here's one. The FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities.
You are telling me that the goddamn plane people, the guys that are flying planes and making sure that planes don't crash into each other, they are hiring people with disabilities for diversity purposes. What are you talking? Whose lives are you gambling? They're gambling lives for this agenda. That's crazy. Now, when I first saw this, I will tell you the truth. I thought, it's a bad take. It's a bad time. Even if they are doing this, and it's a horrible thing that they're doing, there's a time and place. A tragedy just happened. A lot of people died. Bro, let's chill for a minute. Let's grieve for a moment, and then we can absolutely flame and gut that shit. But it turns out it's so much worse than I thought. It's literally so much worse than I thought. I love how you could call him a racist dog whistler, an ableist piece of shit, but you can't call him wrong. They were hiring actual literal retards for this shit. Are you insane? That is unbelievable incompetence.
That is amazing. And then it says FAA says people with severe disabilities are most underrepresented segment of the workforce, and they want them in, and they want them. They can be air traffic controllers.
Air traffic controller retards? This is crazy. Again, I'm going to just say it. I don't know why he made this take now. He could have waited a few minutes. But should he have waited a few minutes? You want these retards piloting other planes? I mean, dude, this is insanity. Why are they like this? What is going on? Like, when DEI was introduced, it was a way to make sure that everyone was treated equally, or at least that's what it was supposed to do. It was secret racism against white people, but let's not get into the conspiracy facts. I call them conspiracy facts. They're not conspiracy theories, they're conspiracy facts. Because they're true. They're factual. They are negatively impacting white people directly because they are anti-white. All right, that's a fact. So, I think that's shit. Now, when it comes to Disney releasing crap, or when it comes to art being produced, or video games that are bullshit, like, that's one thing. When it's actively putting people's lives at risk, like, what are you doing? Diversity firefighters? Retard air traffic controllers? Like, are you insane? What are you doing? It's like, oh, those people in the plane crash, their lives were a sacrifice I was willing to make to fight racism. Let's go, guys. You've solved racism.
I don't think so. This was,
Again, this is assuming Trump is right and he's just not talking out of his ass. So we'll see. We'll see. You're right, chat. You are right. This is only assuming Trump is correct. We will look into the research right after this. I got it all pulled up for you. I wasn't gonna make this video because this channel is primarily an entertainment channel. I never considered myself a news channel. We're an entertainment channel here, which is why my political stance is simple. Trump every 4 years, cryogenically freeze Trump, pull him out, we vote for him every 4 years, we'll freeze him, he'll run for office every 4 years, more Trump, cryo Trump. All right, just kidding. Or am I?
In January 14th, so that was a week before I entered office, they put a big push to put a diversity into the FAA's program.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. We'll do the research, chat. Calm down. We'll do the research. We'll see if he's right. Again, I wasn't going to make this video because I thought it was a tragedy. Trump made some abrasive statements and that was the end. But it turns out he was right about a lot of what he's saying. I'm not saying that it is the result of this plane crash, but it is dangerous. And I think more people need to know about it.
And then another article, the Federal Aviation Administration. This was before I got to office recently, second term.
Why does he do that? We all know second term.
The FAA is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine. I'll be honest, I can't imagine. Like, this is vindictive.
These are people that are, I mean, actually, their lives are shortened because of the stress that they have.
And they're putting retards into these positions. Like, what?
Brilliant people have to be in those positions. And their lives are actually shortened, very substantially shortened because of the stress.
I don't know if that's true. He's saying it and I'll believe him because he's the president of the United States.
You have many, many planes coming into one target. And you need a very special talent and a very special genius to be able to do it.
Unfortunately, too many heart surgeons have arms. We need armless heart surgeons. They're going to be big. Armless heart surgeons. All those poor disabled people without arms. They don't get a position. They don't get positions doing heart surgery anymore. What has happened to society? The poor heart surgeons.
Targeted disabilities are those disabilities that the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruitment and hiring. The FAA's website states they include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability.
Bro! Epilepsy! They got epileptic air traffic controllers? You know, epilepsy is the thing where people just get seizures sometimes. That's what we're talking about. Blinking lights give people seizures, and they made them air traffic controllers. Hello? What are you doing? You are gambling with the lives of thousands of people.
Psychiatric disability and dwarfism all qualify for the position.
Okay, dwarfism, I think that's fine. I'm not gonna... Listen, I think that one makes sense to me, personally.
Of a controller of airplanes pouring into our country, pouring into a little spot, a little dot on the map, a little runway. And if the initiative is part of the FAA's diversity and inclusion hiring plan, think of that. The initiative is part of the FAA's diversity and inclusion hiring plan, which says diversity is integral to achieving FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel. I don't think so. I think it's just the opposite. The FAA website shows that the agency's guidance on diversity hiring were last updated on March 23rd of 22. They wanted to make it even more so. And then I came in, and I assume maybe this is the reason. The FAA, which is overseen by Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Not Pete Buttigieg. Oh, no.
A real winner. That guy's a real winner. Do you know how badly everything's run since he's run this Department of Transportation?
He cannot do a speech without literally shitting on people.
He's a disaster. He was a disaster as a mayor. He ran his city into the ground, and he's a disaster now. He's just got a good line of bullshit. The Department of Transportation, his government agency charged with regulating civil aviation. Well, he runs it, 45,000 people, and he's run it right into the ground with his diversity.
Yeah, so anyway, obviously a lot of people immediately come for Trump. Trump is evil. The plane crash in D.C., very likely had nothing to do with blah, blah, blah. But then Trump is not crazy for the fact that they have discriminatory prejudices against non-minorities that did lower standards. Turns out, Cenk Uygur, mega leftist, by the way, actually thinks Trump is correct. And then you get other people. AOC blames crash on Trump and Elon. It's Elon and Trump. That's why the crash happened. Oh, Trump fired the FAA guy, imposed a freeze of hiring, fired a TSA head, and gutted Aviation Safety Committee, maybe, and then blamed the DCA crash on DEI. Disastrous leadership. So, of course, everyone comes out of the woodwork to shit on Trump. How dare he say something so horrible and stuff like that. And everyone immediately just comes out there to blast Trump. He shit on Buttigieg. He's going crazy. And then a second crash happened. Which is pretty insane, because we just get a shout out to the first woman pilot to ever crash a helicopter into a plane full of passengers. This is making history, ladies and gentlemen. Making history. One girl boss at a time. What? Okay, that's pretty dark. Anyway, the point is, then you have Bill Maher, notorious anti-Trump person extraordinaire. Bill Maher, leftist guy, hates Trump. Trump made an incredibly bad take about DEI and plane crashes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, I mean, they asked him a question today, and I'm sure if you're of the type of person who just always hates the one team and loves what the other one does, they asked him a question about the crash. And they said, will you visit the crash site? Now, every other politician would go...
They asked him, did you visit the crash site? Remember, the plane crashed into water. Okay, let's just picture it in our heads for a second. The plane is underwater.
Of course, it was a tragedy. And he went, it's the water. What do you want me to do, swim there? You know, I was like, exactly, fuck right. You're exactly right. It's a stupid question, and you got just this answer you deserve.
I mean, the crazy thing is, Trump had an unhinged take blaming the plane crash on DEI. The pilot was a white guy, whatever. Like, let's not blame it on DEI. But the media is so cutthroat, so obviously cutthroat, that even people like Bill Maher are kind of like defending Trump on all this shit, which is kind of insane. Now, anyway, this guy, Paul Joseph Watson over here, conspiracy theorist extraordinaire. We love a good conspiracy theorist. He made an entire video pointing out the bullshit. I didn't watch this yet, but I heard he does research on the DEI thing. I do want to look into the DEI thing as well, because I think that's kind of insane. Again, blaming it on DEI is one thing. Blaming the FAA for having bullshit DEI regulations and actually getting mentally handicapped people as air traffic controllers, I think is awful and evil and needs to be gutted. You gotta get rid of that shit, excise it like a goddamn cancer and shove it up your ass. To blame this specific flight on that, that's insane. So I'm excited to see what it's all about.
Trump blamed the obsession with diversity hires for making air travel less safe.
The FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities.
Yeah, so that, obviously, when I first saw that, I was like, all right, Trump is just, he's just spitting, he's grifting to his side, every politician's a grifter. But is he grifting, or is he right?
Everyone lost their minds.
And yet, no,
it's true. People lost their goddamn shit over this. The meltdowns were insane. This was finally the nail in the Orange Man coffin. Orange Man finally blamed something on DEI that you can't blame on DEI. Trump used to blame illegal immigrants that were rapists. He said he wanted to get them out of the country. Well, you can't fight on their behalf, because believe it or not, there are illegal immigrants that are also rapists. So what the fuck are you gonna say to Trump about that one? Trump blamed the Florida fires in LA on DEI. Well, what are you gonna say? They literally didn't have water in their fire hydrants. What are you gonna say? Can't blame the Orange Man for that. Now a plane crash happens. Trump blames it on DEI. And everyone finally cheers. This is the time that the Orange Man actually blamed something on DEI, and it's not DEI's fault. He is finally a racist. Everyone cheered. Everyone saluted. Their penises were hard, and their megaphones were large. But let's get to the bottom of this conspiracy, shall we?
The names of the 67 people who were killed, and you are blaming Democrats and DEI policies and air traffic control.
Of course.
With all due respect, you're such a bitch. He blames, he says it's DEI. There were 67 people that were killed, and you didn't even name their names.
And you are blaming.
This is the Jewish DEI hire that's sitting in the room. Let's go.
Democrats and DEI policies and air traffic control.
Of course, CNN Journo Karen went there.
Don't you think you're.
That's crazy. We need DJ Vance to do an interview with her ASAP.
You're getting ahead of the investigation right now.
Like, that is the. Like, you look up Karen in the fucking dictionary, and she shows up.
That's not a very smart question.
The way he shuts down the questions, though. The way he shuts down the question, though, is, like, completely insane. That's not a very smart question. You're not very smart. It's your vagina. Your vagina is what you should be focusing on. Because you're not intelligent. Your brain is not up there.
I'm surprised coming from you.
So satisfying to...
Oh my god, he doesn't even answer the question. That sounds like a stupid question from a stupid person. A person that I don't even want to engage with this. I'm too busy working on the co-Trump strategy. It's gonna be big.
See Miss Main Character Syndrome get roasted by...
Oh god, it's a good thing to see. I love it. Oh god, dude.
The big man yet again.
That is amazing.
Are you saying race...
But it's the same person every time!
Gender played a role in this tragedy.
I'm trying to figure out how you can...
Dude, she just has race and gender on the mind. It's the only thing she thinks about every single time something happens. Guy gets killed. So, race and gender, thoughts?
I'm to the conclusion right now that diversity had something to do with this crash.
Because I have common sense.
But goddamn, bro does not... He does not play. He does not play. Like, I don't know if diversity had anything to do with this crash specifically. Again, that is what we're doing the research on right now. That is what we are looking into. But bro, can we acknowledge that it's insane to have mentally handicapped air traffic controllers? Can we at least come together on this? Can we come together that severe mental disabilities should not be working on air traffic controllers? Like, bro, please, let's come together on this one.
Okay, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't.
But wait. I mean, he's right, isn't he? Here it is on the FAA's website.
No! They broadcast it! They're proud! They're proud that they hire retards to pilot your planes!
If you prioritize race and protected characteristics, including mental disabilities...
We're so cooked, guys. We're so cooked.
...over skill and competency. You're gonna get less skill and competency.
Oh,
Trump's disaster playbook. Blame Democrats and politicize tragedy. How is it politicizing tragedy? If politics is making these tragedies more likely...
I mean, listen, personally, again, I don't know if DEI necessarily had any impact on this specific individual, on this specific claim, but to say it's politicizing tragedy when you have... It's like, they blame Trump for politicizing tragedy when he made fun of the, when he made fun of the people... Wait, why is chat saying blind? It didn't say that on the list, right?
Including mental disabilities over... He's right, isn't he? Here it is.
No, 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 no! I didn't even notice that. The Secretary of Transportation set a hiring goal for 3% of fiscal year individuals with severe disabilities. Targeted disabilities and those disabilities federal governance matters and policy have identified special emphasis in recruitment for hiring. Targeted disabilities are hearing, total deafness in both ears, vision blind, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability. Trump was right! The gay liberals lose again! What is going on? Like, what is happening right now? They're hiring blind air traffic controllers? They're hiring potatoes to pilot our planes. Like, he'll say something completely insane like that, and you'll be like, wow, Trump, maybe he is a racist. And then this happens. This is crazy. Like, I'm in shock. Complete paralysis, epilepsy, deaf air traffic controllers. This is crazy. What's happening? I am shocked. They, like, dude, and then they go after Trump and say, Trump, don't you think it's a little racist to say something like this? Isn't it a little ableist for you to make a statement like this?
Is on the FAA's website. If you prioritize race and protected characteristics, including mental disabilities, over skill and competency, you're gonna get less skill and competency.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he is right. Again, no way to know if this specific crash had to do with directly that, but motherfucker, they're hiring blind people to be air traffic controllers. Like, that is not just incompetent, that's vicious.
See, Trump's disaster playbook. Blame Democrats and politicize tragedy. How is it politicizing tragedy? If politics is making these tragedies more likely.
That's like saying, why is it that they diverted 150 million funds away from the fire department in California and instead focus on put that into DEI training? It's like, oh, politicizing tragedy again.
It's a fact that the FAA deliberately...
And people wonder why Cryo Trump is going to take the world by storm.
He turned away qualified ATCs.
Now, if you ever see Cryo Trump anywhere else, you'll know that they stole it from me. I am the one who introduced Cryo Trump, and I want Cryo Trump to be a thing. It's going to be huge. Cryo Trump, every 4 years I come back, they vote for me again. We're going to love it.
Because they were shock horror white men, including Andrew Brigida, who scored 100% on his training exam, but was rejected as an air traffic controller because he failed the biographical test of not being diverse.
So that's racism. That's racism. This guy gets 100% on his actual training course to get the job, and they don't hire him anyway because he's white. That's racism. Sorry, it is. You're fighting racism with racism, and you wonder why people are upset and not voting for you.
Take the technical test, you get 100%. Then you take the biographical test. How do you do on that?
So I ended up failing. Andrew was a victim of bigotry.
I mean, how is this legal?
It's not.
He was just one of 2,500 aspiring air traffic controllers who say they were harmed by the FAA's racially discriminatory hiring.
That's crazy, bro. The FAA is getting sued by 900 of them? Damn.
Bring policies. Yeah, if I was on that plane, I know who I'd prefer.
Pilot is why always a relief.
Welcome on board Diversity Airlines.
I'm Brad Mims, Deputy Administrator.
I'm dying. Please stop. I'm dying.
At the Federal Aviation Administration. We need a diverse group.
Motherfucker, you need a competent group! Oh.
Of air traffic controllers. We need a diverse air traffic workforce.
They could be blind, they could be epileptic, but as long as they aren't white, we're good.
Is air travel in the US becoming less safe? 2023 saw the highest number of serious runway incidents in almost a decade. And in the same year, there were 503 significant air traffic control lapses, 65% more than in the prior year.
I just showed you tweets. I just show you tweets of people blaming Trump. Literally. This is like a large amount of Trump blaming tweets. Like AOC blamed Trump for this. AOC blames crash on Trump. I represent LGA Airport. Is that LaGuardia? Is LGA LaGuardia? Because that's the worst fucking airport in the goddamn country. LGA Airport. We're gonna have to do some research right here. It's LaGuardia! AOC, you represent the worst airport in the country. I'm sorry. This airport is dog shit. I've been there many times. It's awful. Anyway, as well as workers for JFK, Trump gutted the Aviation Safety Committee last week. Oh, so these problems should have started last week, right? Meanwhile, 65% worse than last year. Interesting. 2023 was the worst year by 65%. And you blame Trump.
Another close call as a FedEx 767.
Oh, you shouldn't be having all these close calls. 65% increase in close calls is insane. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Comes within 100 feet of a Southwest Airlines flight in Austin.
In San Diego.
The JFK Airport in New York.
They call them near misses.
Or
they're near collisions.
But it's nothing to do.
So this was happening for a while now. Bro, Trump was in office for 1 week, and we're recognizing so much more shit that's been going on in the country. Listen, love him or hate him, I feel like we're at least knowing a little bit more about what's going on.
With diversity, they...
I think that they used some of those planes to buy, to send $50 million of condoms to Gaza. Because that's another thing that happened.
Say, it's exhaustion. Wait, but surely performing under pressure should be a key skill for an air traffic controller. But they stopped hiring them primarily based on skill, and that's the point. Under Obama, the FAA replaced a skills-based test with a biographical questionnaire.
Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
To attract more diverse applicants. They blame lack of staffing for all these mistakes, while simultaneously blocking thousands of new potential FAA staff because they weren't diverse.
It's painful to watch. You know, I feel like I went down this rabbit hole and there's no looking back, bro. There's no looking back. This is crazy. Like, Disney is putting woke shit in their content and the videos are shit and they're cringe and they're bad and a lot of bad art gets created. And it's annoying, I'll be honest. It's annoying that you have, like, all these cringe scenes and, like, these new video games. But video games are, like, just such a minor problem compared to this. Like, this is woke brain rot turned to 11 when you're actually endangering people because it fits your ideology.
Enough.
The Obama administration put in place this new set of hiring standards for air traffic controllers.
The FAA decided that it was producing too many white men to become air traffic controllers. They decided to change the hiring process and introduce a new first step, which was called the biographical questionnaire.
I'm like in pain watching this. You don't understand. They're replacing competent people with incompetent people. But don't worry, they're diverse. Holy shit.
And it was designed to alter the...
The high school subject in which I received my lowest grades. What?
Racial makeup of the potential hiring pool.
The media really rounded on Trump for those DEI comments.
Dude, you don't understand. I thought Trump was cringe for this one. I'll be honest. I really did. When I saw Trump say DEI, I was like, all right, he's just using his classic talking points. Blame it on DEI instead of, you know, just acknowledging that it was a tragedy. He's right. He's just right. Bro is literally just right. This is why you double check. Oh my God. He shouldn't have worded it that way. He should have acknowledged it was a tragedy first before blaming it on DEI. But oh my God.
Some are accusing Trump of exploiting the tragedy to his advantage, while others are outright accusing him of...
Political reporters are actively covering up Trump's racism. Yeah, Trump's racism.
Racism. Thanks to Ground News, I can instantly access every article on it and compare coverage. You can check this out at ground.news/pjw through social media, helping me stay informed of breaking news. Blind spot. Never been a better. Currently
attributable.
Media accountable. The link is down below.
The lack of staffing is directly attributable to the Obama administration.
Oh, so he just said it. He literally just said it. So all the people blaming Trump. See, the crazy thing is, like, Trump will say it's DEI, and the response isn't just Trump is wrong. The response that the media has, like AOC, the response is not only is Trump wrong, but it's actually Trump's fault. Like, you recognize they're not just saying Trump is wrong about his DEI, but they directly blame it on him. And then you have the actual people there saying, yeah, it's the fucking,
Terminating the lists of eligible, well-trained air traffic control statements in 36 universities across the country in 2013 because they were too white.
Is there any indication that diversity hires aren't up to the job? I mean, the guy Biden hired as FAA chief of staff in 2023. Well, let's just say he was in no danger of being overqualified for the role.
Oh God, I'm scared. Oh no, don't introduce me, please.
Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right.
This was the guy in charge, and Trump fires the guy that doesn't know basic questions about his field, and they blame Trump. Guys, like, you gotta be insane. This is crazy.
Now, that's okay. We'll just keep going. So, that's a pretty important part. So, what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
I'm in pain, please. Oh God, oh no, oh fuck. Oh God, oh dude. And Trump is the bad guy for firing this guy? Now, it's Trump's fault that these planes crashed because he fired this guy? Really?
So what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
Oh my Lord!
So can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
Let's keep going.
Wow, really?
That is sad. That's the guy in charge of air traffic control.
Fills you with confidence. The FAA is also keeping its diversity hires in a job, even if they make potentially catastrophic mistakes.
Every sentence gets worse. It all just gets worse. It gets worse every time. Every time it gets worse. This is why we need Cryo Trump. He's gonna be big every 4 years. You know how long a man can live in cryostasis where you just wake him up to win every election? You wake him up a day before the election and you put him back. You pull him out again for the inauguration, he puts his hand on the Bible, he'll do it this time. Then you put him back in stasis for the next election. Every time, Cryo Trump, he's gonna be big.
The old days...
He comes out, he blames illegal immigrants, and then you put him away.
For 2010, the immunity program, if an air traffic controller got two airplanes too close, too many times, they would be decertified and retrained. Now, they're not. All they have to do within 48 hours of being noticed or being investigated for a potential separation error, they're called operational errors in the FAA, the controller just simply has to avail themselves of this program that gives them immunity. And when I say immunity, I mean immunity. The FAA cannot retrain these people.
But DEI isn't just about putting unqualified people into positions of power.
Yeah. It's also literally firing people that actually are competent.
Has the effect of making the jobs of the people who are already there on merit much harder.
Not only do qualified people not get positions, but the people that actually get the positions suffer more by having to take care of their blind co-workers! They're blind, deaf, and paralyzed co-workers! DEI would be more tolerable if the person were giving a mafia-style, no-show, no-work job. Instead, productive workers have to clean up the messes, walk on eggshells, avoid offending the precious person, lest HR hags summon you in. DEI ruins organizations, civilian and military. Bro, what is even happening? Could you imagine trying not only to do your job, but also walk on eggshells around people that you might offend? That sounds like being a YouTuber that actually gives a shit. See, I am a YouTuber that does not give a shit, which is why I am a higher level of being. You should note that I don't just feel superior to the people that are scared of offending people. I am superior. You're welcome. I just said it, yeah? Subscribe for superior content.
Productive workers have to clean up the messes, walk on eggshells, avoid offending the precious person, lest HR hags summon you in. DEI ruins organizations, civilian and military.
I mean, you know why that video games are being like actual dog shit these days? Like, the DEI shit in video games is real for so many levels. Not only is the art bad and the team worse, but the actual competent people working on the video games have to walk on eggshells around the people that'll get offended by them. I mean, you saw what they did in Assassin's Creed Shadows. They introduce a black samurai character that they claim has actual validity in history in Japan, which he, by the way, does not have. They invented a guy, but they did worse. They introduced another new character. This is a new thing that they just introduced into Assassin's Creed Shadows. A female sumo wrestler. I am not joking.
So it looks like, and I know that you guys are probably so sick of seeing this. You're thinking to yourself, why is it that we keep seeing more stuff about Assassin's Creed Shadows? Mm. But wait, there's more. Apparently there's a character that's been added in that effectively is a sumo wrestler. Mm. And it says Yaya is a strong ally of body, mind, and spirit, joins the fight and performs pushback attacks. When joined to fight, Yaya will knock down an enemy. And so this is basically your sumo wrestler character.
But as Sussman, Ubisoft Akishuali makes no reference to this character being a sumo wrestler. Guys, if her visuals weren't enough for you, her main ability, Rikishi, literally translates to man of strength or sumo wrestler.
They introduced a female sumo wrestler into a Japanese game where there are no Japanese sumo wrestler women, because that's not a thing in Japan. So in trying to appreciate Japanese culture, they destroyed Japanese culture just as an excuse to have a fat girl in their game. And you know for a fact somebody hates that. You know somebody hates that shit, but still could not say anything because they were walking on eggshells around the DEI people.
I didn't even know this. Apparently, sumo wrestlers, for those who don't know, it's strictly forbidden for women to become professional sumo wrestlers to this day in Japan. Mm. It's even forbidden for women to get into many of the sacred places in Japan, including a sumo ring. In fact, this tradition is taken so seriously that a few years ago, precisely in 2018, some female paramedics had to step into the ring and were readily told to leave the ring immediately, even though they were there to help.
Do you understand? That's how serious this is in Japanese culture. That there were female sumo wrestlers that were hurt and they didn't let the medics heal them.
The women left, the tournament staff threw salt in the ring again to purify it. This is how much they respect this tradition.
This is a Japanese tradition, whether you like it or not.
I won't discuss if this is right or wrong here. Back to Assassin's Creed Shadows. They're putting a female sumo wrestler in to represent the biggest and most important martial art in Japan's history in the game.
Do you recognize how despicable shit this is? Like, how gross this is? Like, this is unbelievable. Like, they're trying to make a video game to praise and show how much they love Japanese culture because of how diverse they are. But they are actively shitting on Japanese culture. And then they blame you for cultural appropriation if you have dreadlocks or something.
Even though only men can become sumo wrestlers is even another indication that they never had the intention to properly represent Japanese culture.
Obviously, they never did. And you know that someone that works there told them this and they didn't give a shit.
This is crazy. How do they keep doing this? At this point, I'm starting to be impressed. How many of these things have happened now?
They never learned anything about Japan before they made this game. They literally just made a game. They said it would be in Japan to get diversity points, and then they actually just made this shit. I fully believe that they have no idea what's actually happening. They're just kind of throwing in diversity shit and hoping it sticks to the wall and hoping that it gets by. And it's insane and cringe. But the thing is, diversity and the DEI shit, it is a cancer. It's a cancer.
Oh, I think that they're just that stupid. And I'm sure that the Japanese are really happy that, Ubisoft is taking its progressive Western ideals and culturally appropriating Japanese ancient culture in order to make it congruent with those ideals, helping those racist, backwards Japanese. Thank you so much. Brought
Let's go.
To you by...
Yeah, look at all those people.
Get in the car with them. They turn on the hip-hop channel, and then they look at you. This one's for you.
Yeah, true.
Not while I have breath in my lungs and a blade in my head.
Yeah, insane. Anyway, so this is like a classic example of they went full retard. They're crazy DEI people. They're there to care about all their neighbors. They care about Japan so much. And you have to walk on eggshells around them because you are not allowed to say any of this crap.
Point is not that DEI causes a particular crash or disaster.
He's right. Again, I am not blaming this crash on DEI. And I don't think Trump should have blamed this crash on DEI. To criticize my orange meatball that'll be coming back every 4 years once cryo-Trump actually starts picking up headway. But I'll be real. This is bullshit. They gotta gut this shit.
But that any institution which adopts DEI is by definition lowering standards and sacrificing merit on the altar of
ideals. Now, when it comes to a video game, yes, it's shitty that art is less good. It's a crappy thing that I personally care a lot about. But this is actually endangering people's lives.
We will have the best and brightest in every position possible. The era of DEI is gone.
Clear of
it. Let's go! The Orange Age of America is here.
Video that just got released of the crash really makes you wonder how the Black Hawk pilot didn't see the massive airliner.
These videos of
it is suspicious.
Obtained exclusively by CNN show previously unseen angles of the collision between an American Airlines flight and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter. In the first
U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter, bro.
Video, the Black Hawk can be seen flying at speed over the Potomac from the left side of the screen. The American Airlines plane can be seen flying towards the airport.
Oh my god, it's awful.
Before the two collide, causing a mid-air explosion.
I can't believe Trump didn't visit the crash. That's crazy.
And fall into the river. In a second video, you can see the Army helicopter and American Airlines plane travel toward each other. After the collision and subsequent explosion, the airliner can be seen spinning into the water, and the Black Hawk is also seen falling into the water.
Awful. Another flight aborted landing because...
So fucking sad. And like, again, even if you're in... By getting diversity hires that are not competent, if you're increasing the chances of this by 1%, you are putting people's lives in danger. Like, I don't understand. This is not something to play with. Like, to push your agendas and shit and solve racism, you don't risk people's lives. I'm sure the black people on that plane did not care that you hired diverse people to pilot it. Like, this is crazy.
Because of a military helicopter in its path. Just 24 hours before the crash, AA-4514 can be seen on radar having to go around and make a second attempt. There should have been four people, not three, on board the Black Hawk chopper.
Oh my god.
Now we learn that there was only one person managing air traffic control for...
You have got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
Both planes and helicopters, which is supposed to be a two-person job, and that one of the controllers clocked off early before the crash. They were supposed to have 30 air traffic controllers in the tower, but only had 19.
Why? Why were they so understaffed? Why?
Just a thought, and I know it's pretty controversial.
Maybe they should hire competent people.
But maybe they should have just hired more white men.
Oh, yeah, this is painful. Again, I'm gonna stand by what I said. I think Trump coming out there and saying that this air traffic and this crash was done by DEI, I think it was a bad move. I think he shouldn't have said that. I do think he should have said it is an unbelievable tragedy. Obviously, we don't know exactly what caused it right now, but there is incredible incompetence in the FAA place, and there is an unbelievable amount of bullshit that goes on, and honestly, we gotta look into all that shit. I think that's probably what he should have said. Obviously, he likes to make a point, make a statement, now everyone's talking about it, so you could argue that maybe there's a net positive to him being inflammatory like that. I personally prefer honesty to inflammatoriness. I say that while being inflammatory all the time. I definitely understand the comedy of the situation. That said and done, Cryo Trump will stop all retards from working at air traffic control, and Mexico will pay for my cryostasis. Definitely subscribe for more Cryo Trump propaganda. It's gonna be huge. And I'll see you in the next one, baby. Bye. Like, subscribe.